All right. Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive Corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while ending the future of the American dream. Are you tired of this? At what point are you done giving to these companies that do not care about you? At some point, we have to fight back. And that's why I love my people over at Public Square. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to simply buy children's clothing, find new athletic clothing that knows what a woman actually is, shop for clean skincare, or find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as a consumer or business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In the world, and it is worth fighting for, it is worth bleeding for, and if it takes it, it's worth dying for the greatest country that this world has ever seen.
All right, what is going on, America, and welcome to the second annual real live stream for the Dear America podcast. If you are watching this video on Rumble, make sure to share this with your friends, share it with everybody. Our goal is to start making this your every morning destination show for information, for everything that you want it to be. Hit us up in the chat. I'm going to be trying to monitor it as best I can over here as we talk. So make sure that you're hitting the share button. Make sure you're commenting. If you're listening on audio, there's an audio version of this everywhere that you have podcasts. And on audio, if you feel like you're missing out because you're not watching the video, it's probably because you are. So, first of all, I wanted to give you guys an update. I wanted to say thank you guys so much for all the support yesterday, from the Facebook lockout to the Twitter lockout. So many of you, thousands of you, tweeted on Twitter, and I had so many people go to Twitter to try to get my account reinstated, and we actually did it. Twitter is back up and running. But here's the most interesting part. I thought that it was an AI thing. But when Twitter actually got back to us from our insiders, they actually reported that it was a human error. And thank you to us for pointing it out to them and flagging it to them so they could get it resolved quickly. So what does that mean? That means that there's a link, there is a leak inside of Twitter that is actively, I don't know, going after people like me. So I was trying to give it the benefit of the doubt, but it looks like that is not the case. Hit the share button. Here we go. We got a lot of things to talk about. Oh, and on Facebook, here, I'll show you this. Go to my emails here. Like I said, I got to be very careful. Actually, I won't show you that. I'll just read it because I don't want to get in any trouble by releasing something. So I got an official update from Facebook yesterday, and that official update was simply this. Let's see. Ooh, good morning, everybody in the chat. If you are in the chat, I will do my best to talk to you. Good morning, everyone. Let me know where you guys are watching from. Let me know what you do for work. Let me know where you're going to work, all the above. All right, this was the official statement from Facebook as of yesterday in regards to my account. Hi, Graham. Thanks so much for following up here. I'm still digging into this with our internal teams, but I'll be I'll be hoping to have an update for you soon. I'll be circling back shortly. What does that say? Cast Iron Quitter said, good morning. Is that Mark? Mark, good morning, Mark. Tracy, morning, Graham. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Avni703 says, good morning, bro. Watching from Tampa, Florida. All right, Florida. Good morning from Utah. On my way to Vegas. All right, everybody, let me know where you're watching from. I'm very interested to know where everybody is watching this from as we go. Okay, but we got a couple things to get into before we get into the serious stuff. When you're a lightning rod for change in a country that's turned its back on its values, it takes a special kind of company to want to partner with you. A company that has my back so I can continue to turn the tide against the far left and evil that our country faces. I'm proud to stand behind and proud to stand with Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company that keeps jobs right here in America with a 100% U.S.-based workforce. But that's not the only reason. I checked the coverage and it's premium, the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. In fact, I use it. I checked the plans. They're top tier, but at a fraction of the cost of AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. And they have plans to fit every person in your family. Choose from talk, text, and 5G data for $20 a month, all the way up to unlimited data for just $55 a month. Remember, you vote with how you spend your money. So stop supporting woke wireless companies that don't support you. Instead, go to puretalk.com and use the promo code GRAHAM. Trust me when I say go to Pure Talk right now. Oh, and by the way, when you go to puretalk.com and use my promo code GRAHAM, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month because they actually value you. So go to puretalk.com and use the promo code Graham to start saving today. But it's actually, oh, we got Sarasota, Florida. We got people from Arizona watching right now. Illinois, good morning, Illinois. Wow, Arizona is super early there. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to continue to hit the share button, guys. The more you share, the more people see. All of the above, we have a lot of stuff to get into today. Let's get into our next topics as we move forward. Okay, so apparently... And this was something that was new to me. I had no idea. Apparently, I guess Elon Musk said this in a podcast with my friend Zuby that he would be open for a cage match with Mark Zuckerberg. Well, according to articles all day today, Mark Zuckerberg is ready to fight Elon Musk in a cage match. Let's read what the article says. It says, here we go. After Elon Musk recently tweeted he would be up for a cage match with Zuckerberg, the Meta CEO shot back by posting a screenshot of Musk tweet. That's a really hard word to say. Musk tweet. With the caption, send me the location. There's the screenshot right there. So this is a screenshot. That is Mark Zuckerberg's little Twitter handle. And then it's just in all big things here. Send me the location here. So this is an image of Mark Zuckerberg in a weighted thing. They're trying to build up that the alien that is Mark Zuckerberg, because he is an alien, right? I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is absolutely an extraterrestrial, and it's only a matter of time before we find out that aliens have been here the entire time. I'm pretty sure Nancy Pelosi probably died 30 or 40 years ago, and it's just an alien and or a demon taking over her body as we speak, and that's how she's still operating. But either way, choose your fighter. We've got Elon Musk, the savior of free speech, if you will, on Twitter. Yeah, I know I had my little Twitter spout, but hey, I will give Twitter credit. Within 7 hours, we were able to get it fixed. The problem with Facebook happened over a week ago, and the best I can get is an email saying that they're still looking into it. And so I do not have high hopes for Facebook. But either way, I think this is great. I think Joe Rogan should get involved. I think Joe Rogan needs to be the announcer. I've seen that Jake Paul is willing to promote it. And I think they need to generate as much. I think they both need to put in $100 million. I think they need to generate this Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Because here's the thing. What Mark Zuckerberg has done to America. Look at his face here. Look at his face. Hang on. Let's just go in real life. Mark Zuckerberg sunscreen. Let's just pull up the real alien life form that is Mark Zuckerberg here. All right. Look at this. Here we go. This is the real, I don't even think this is sunscreen. I think this is his real alien skin is what I think. I think that he got caught. I think the real makeup is what makes him look like this. I think that's makeup. I think that this is really his face because Mark Zuckerberg is an alien from another planet. But either way, let me put it here and let me put it back in the chat so I can see what you guys are saying. Somebody said, hey, Graham, forget a cage fight. Zuckerberg versus Musk in the power slap match. Oh, make it tables, ladders, and chairs. I agree. I think that would be amazing. Here's the thing. I'm all about it, and I think it should be open to the public. Dallas Cowboys Stadium, I guarantee you it would sell out the entire stadium. And you could probably fit 150,000 people in there because you just put the little cage in the middle of where the field would be. Mark Zuckerberg has done so much bad to American freedom of speech that there are so many people that would punch Mark Zuckerberg in the face if they got a chance to. And I know they're trying to build it up like Mark Zuckerberg is this big, you know, jujitsu guy or whatever. I don't believe it. I don't think that anybody actually really cares. I think that it'd be an absolute bloodbath. As Elon Musk would say, he would simply just do the walrus and it would all be over after that. All right. Well, Congress once again allowed itself to be pushed into appeasing the administration and raising the debt ceiling for the 79th time, paving the way for continued reckless spending and further devaluation of the dollar. As our national debt continues to skyrocket, how are you protecting your savings? Times like these are a great reminder to diversify a portion of your savings into gold, silver, and precious metal, and that's why I use my friends at Birch Gold. It's super easy. It's super simple. All you have to do is text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 to get your free info kit on how to convert an existing IRA, 401k, or simply some of your savings into gold, silver, and precious metals. To protect yourself in Biden's economy, you have to do what you have to do, and free information is vital information. Text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 right now. Moving on, I want to show this amazing and harrowing video of our law enforcement. It's pretty short, to the point, but it just is a daily reminder of what our LEOs have to go through. Here we go. Let's play this video really quick. This is what appears to be a simple traffic stop, and you see just how quickly it turns into a matter of life and death here for our law enforcement officers. So here we go.
Don't reach for anything.
I'm not reaching for nothing, man.
I'm trying to get him out of the car. Gun. Right there. Look at that. Look at the reflexes here. Watch. So now he's hiding. Guy down. Now he's down for good right there. I mean, that
I'm hit.
At the 20-second mark. Oh, and the police officers took a couple rounds, too. So look at this. Okay, so from the time it happens, 5 seconds in, so this is a total of 15 seconds here. 15 seconds. Right. Guy's down. 15 seconds. 15 seconds for our LEOs to handle business. Time and time and time again. It just shows what our law enforcement officers have to deal with on a daily basis. You know, if you support our law enforcement officers, hit it up in the chat. Oh, and by the way, if you want to ask me any questions, ask me any specific questions about things that you want to know from me or things about insights that you guys want to know, put it in the chat and I'll do my absolute best to get to as many questions as possible. I mean, we do have a lot of things to get into today. This next one, again, this is weird, and I'm going to go on a bit of a rant here. Oh, did they take it down? Oh, they did take it down. Wow, they took it down. Okay, never mind. I guess I am going to just go on a normal rant tangent here. I hate it when I have, I hate it when I have things I want to show you guys and, this stuff happens here, but either way, okay, moving on. Let me try to refresh the chat here. How do we refresh the chats? Somebody just said that, Sunrise Child just said they're the widow of a law enforcement officer. Well, ma'am, my heart's condolences and my prayers go out to you and your family for the sacrifice that your husband made. God bless you and God bless your family, 100%. Let's see, did the passenger have the gun? I couldn't really see, but the cop did get him. Yes, passenger had the gun, cop got him. All right, anyway, the video I was going to show you is a viral video going around TikTok right now. I want to say it was taken in China, but it still, if it's happening in China, it's happening over here. It's this young child, probably like 2-3 years old, that is asleep crying and making the scrolling on a tablet motion. I wish I could find it. That's so upsetting when they delete videos. And it puts me on the tangent that is this. Parents, listen to me and listen to me well. And comment in the chat if you got a question. Comment in the chat if you agree. Your children should not have unfettered access to tablets, phones, social media, etc. Honestly, I don't care how old your kid is. They should not have access to social media, period. Social media does not provide any benefit to your child's well-being. My kids are not going to have social media. The only phones they have, they're these phones called Gab phones, to where they're completely 100% traceable by the parent. And they only have, our phone numbers to be able to text us and call us. There's no access to the internet whatsoever on the phones, but this is a pandemic going, across the entire United States and across the entire world, where parents are using electronics to pacify and babysit your kids for you so you don't have to do it. And it's causing a dopamine hit. It's causing literal addictions to your children. I myself have to fight against my own desires to be addicted to my phone because this is what I do for a living. I'm always looking. I'm always searching. I'm always trying to find the stories to bring to you guys so you guys are always informed, but that has no place for our children. And so for the parents out there, I beg of you, if this is you, stop doing it. Take it away right now. Cold turkey them. It's not going to kill them. J7C3B said, you don't seriously believe that Zuck is an alien, right? As a God-fearing man, I don't believe in extraterrestrials. Dude, come on, man. Seriously. It's a joke. We live in a world that can't detect sarcasm. No, of course I don't believe he's an alien. Maybe a demon, but not an alien. Come on, dude. Keep up, Junior. Let's go. This is a joke, satire, comedy. Yes, I realize that sunscreen. What normal human puts that amount of sunscreen on? I don't know, but either way, I digress. I apologize for the lost jokes. There, I apologize. That's my fault. I shouldn't have done that. Okay, here we go. $6.2 billion to Ukraine. So this came out the other day, but this is the first chance I really have to to talk about it here. So we're going to talk about it super quick. I'm going to play this video, let you listen to it firsthand, and I'm going to tell you what I think and how people lost their minds when I decided to talk about it the other day. Here we go. Let's play this thing.
Following up from some announcements earlier this year, during the department's regular oversight of our execution of presidential drawdown authority for Ukraine, we discovered inconsistencies in equipment valuation for Ukraine. In a significant number of cases, services used replacement costs rather than net book value, thereby overestimating the value of the equipment drawn down from U.S. stocks and provided to Ukraine. Once we discovered this misvaluation, the comptroller reissued guidance on March 31st, clarifying how to value equipment in line with the financial management regulation and DoD policy to ensure we use the most accurate of accounting methods. We have confirmed that for FY23, the final calculation is $3.6 billion, and for FY22, it is $2.6 billion for a combined total of $6.2 billion. These valuation errors in no way limit or restricted the size of any of our PDAs or impacted the provision of support to Ukraine. And while the DoD retains the authority to utilize the recaptured PDA, this has no bearing on appropriated USAI or Ukraine PDA replenishment funding approved by Congress.
Okay, that should absolutely enrage every single person in the world. But let's get to the article here so we can read a little bit more about it. There we go. So let's go to this. All right, so Fox News is reporting that a Pentagon accounting error overestimates value of weapons sent to Ukraine by $6.2 billion. Here's a little thing here. I made a tweet, and I'll let this play while we're doing this. I made a tweet, and I said a $6.2 billion accounting error sounds like every single person in that building needs to lose their job, and I'm never, ever, ever paying taxes again, which I truly believe in, by the way. Everybody wrote me, and they're like, Graham, the IRS is going to come and arrest you. Arrest me? I would like to see them try. While you have a president, presidential candidates that are literally running on abolishing the IRS, they're going to worry about little old Graham Allen here. Let's see. Let's go to the chat really quick. Let's see what people are saying. Let's see. The guidance, of course. This makes my blood boil. They just happened to find extra money. Oh, yeah. They just happened to find extra money. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. It's just so they can launder more money. Absolutely. It's a total crock. It's a total sham. These people are liars. These people are losers. These people are degenerates that take your tax money that they're forcing you to pay, which they're going to force you to pay more, and they've got 87,000. Oh, excuse me. Kevin McCarthy. Somebody pointed this out to me, and I apologize. I always say Mike McCarthy when I'm talking about Kevin McCarthy. Mike McCarthy is the coach for the Dallas Cowboys. Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House. Mike McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, I'm sorry, I'm human, it happened. So Kevin McCarthy is super pumped that he got it from 87,000 new IRS agents down to like 80,000. Big clap and applause. See, I almost did it again. Kevin McCarthy. Nobody cares. You did nobody any favors. So 80,000 new IRS agents are coming after you for sending $600 to somebody on Venmo. But we've got our own government that has a $6.2 billion miscalculation about money that goes to Ukraine. So yes, I meant exactly what I said. And you can comment below and let me know how crazy I am. And you can tell me all this stuff about how nuts I am that I do. I think that America should just refuse to pay taxes. They can't put all of us in jail, and I'm willing to go to jail for it. Absolutely, 100%, because taxes, I hate them. The IRS is evil. It needs to be abolished. I'm absolutely 100% for getting rid of taxes. Okay, we got to get into the Adam Schiff censure which is great. And what's best about it is my good friend, Ana Paulina Luna, is the congresswoman that brought it to the floor, that got it done. Ana, we love you over here. You've been a friend of our families for a long time. I'm so proud of you for doing this, but let's get into the full speech of everything that went down yesterday and how it happened. Here we go.
This man occupied a position of the highest trust and authority. As chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff launched an all-out political campaign built on baseless distortions against a sitting U.S. president at the expense of every single citizen in this country and the honor of the House of Representatives. With access to sensitive information unavailable to most members of Congress and certainly not accessible to the American people, Schiff abused his privileges claiming to know the truth, while leaving Americans in the dark about his web of about this web of lies. Lies so severe that they altered the course of the country forever. The lie that
gentlelady will suspend. The House is not in order. Members, please take your conversations off the floor.
The lie that President Donald Trump colluded with Russia to steal the 2016 presidential election, revealed to be completely false by numerous investigations, including the Durham report. The lie that the Steele dossier, a folder of falsified and since completely debunked collusions, accusations funded by the Democrat Party, had any shred of credibility. Yet Schiff read it into congressional record as fact. Lies concocted and compiled in a false memo that was used to lie to the FISA court to precipitate domestic spying on U.S. citizen Carter Page, violating American civil liberties. Not only was this egregious abuse of Schiff's privileged access to classified information, but this memo was littered with 17 major mistakes and omissions. The groundless memo violated Carter Page's civil liberties.
All right, so that's my girl Ana throwing it down on why they are moving to censure Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is a horrible individual. As everybody knows, we'll go ahead and show this clip right here. It actually passes, and Adam Schiff is officially censured. Let's make sure that we can show you guys that really quick because it is a really cool moment. Let's go to the clip here.
On this vote, the yeas are 213 and the nays are 209. With six answering present, the resolution adopted. Without objection, the motion to consider is relayed on the table.
Boom. All right, so there's that. But it doesn't end there. So Adam Schiff, never missing a chance to get a little bit of fame, decided to make a little video about himself here. So we're going to play this video for you. It's painful. I'm going to go ahead and warn you, but we're going to listen to it here. Here we go. Thank you.
So tonight the Republicans in the House voted to censure me.
Yep.
Let me see if I can break down what this was all about. A representative from Florida who's one of the extreme MAGA Republicans named Luna, ironically,
that's right,
a resolution last week to censure me. It failed. One out of every 10 Republicans voted against this abuse of the House process. She brought it back this week, and the main difference was that Donald Trump put out a statement saying that any Republican that voted against this censure would be or should be subject to a primary challenge. And as his threats have often done in the past, it worked. All those
because it's true,
it
they should be primary.
Voted for it this week, and it passed on a party line basis. Now, I need to tell you, this is very rare to have a censure resolution and never used to basically try to silence someone who has stood up to their party leader. That is a completely illegitimate use of a censure resolution. But you know, I'll tell you, something very surprising happened. After the vote passed, all of a sudden, Democratic members moved down into the well. Now, the well is the sort of the bottom of the House floor where the speakers line up to speak to the House. And after resolution of censure passes, the subject of the censure, me in this case, is supposed to go to the well where they can reprimand me. But instead, what happened is it seemed like 200 of my Democratic colleagues filled the well. I remember some of the members saying, what's going on? What's happening?
Oh, 200 of your colleagues, you say, huh? Oh, who are these lunatics that go down there to actually applaud Adam Schiff as though he's some kind of coming messiah, you might add? Don't worry. I've got the video and the receipts. I'll show you exactly the moment that he's talking about here right this second. So first of all, before I even play the video, let's talk about this lady right here. Whatever this is, This is everything that's wrong with America, and these are the people leading our country. But here we go. There's Speaker Pelosi. There's whatever that creature is. Every single person that you see applauding Adam Schiff here is the reason that our country is in total and complete decline. But it doesn't end there. Don't worry. We've got more to show you because I'm not going to let Adam Schiff have the last word in this thing. No, 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 no. I am going to let my friend Ana Paulina Luna have the last laugh on this subject. She went on as Jesse Waters last night to address it. Jesse's a good friend of mine. He's doing great things. Even though Fox is doing whatever Fox is doing, Jesse Waters is not on that train. Here's Ana with her hit. Here we go.
Part our country, lied to the American people, exploited and abused his position of power, and ultimately was responsible for one of the biggest fraudulent investigations into any president in the history of the United States. But you know what's interesting, Jesse, is I saw Adam several times today in the halls of Congress, and every time, you know, he looked at the floor, it's going to stick with him. I think regardless of what he's saying, I think it's weighing heavily on him. He's one of only a few to ever be censured in U.S. history.
One of only a few to be censored in U.S. history. Congratulations, Ana. Oh, somebody just said when we go full screen, the sound goes away. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry about that. I will make sure that we get that fixed. I was not aware of that. Thank you guys for letting me know. Again, this is stream number two, so we're still working some kinks out. I apologize for that in and of itself. Hopefully you heard the Adam Schiff thing. I don't think I went full screen for that. Okay, so we won't go full screen as we move forward till we figure out why that is. I apologize. Again, this is live stream number two. Bear with us as we work through these things. Continue to share this video. Continue to comment and interact. Yeah, we couldn't hear the last of the most 10 minutes, if better. I don't think I was full screen for that. Is 912 United still up and running? I transformed my, So this person just asked Graham Random, but is 912 United still up and making clothing? I transformed my wardrobe, but need more. Okay, here we go. So I'll give you guys here on Rumble a special insight to 912 United. So the answer is not right this second, but I can make a special announcement to you guys on Rumble and you guys only that 912 United will be making a comeback this September 12th, 2023. So let me explain to everybody kind of what happened. I feel like that's something important to say because I know that a lot of people loved the brand. Comment in the chat if you got 912 United and let me know. When 912 United took off, I never imagined that it would take off. I think that obviously it was an amazing idea. If I can be vulnerable with all of you for a moment, I knew that I had a really good idea, a really good concept, a really good value system for 912 United. I really believe that it was something that people could get behind. And when I launched it, I figured that it would do okay, but I never had any clue that we would do 187,000 orders in the first year. And so that first year was so many growing pains because we just were trying to, you know, we thought to ourselves, okay, if we could do 3,000 orders a month, that would be doing really well. You know, that would be about 36,000 orders in the first year. Well, we did 187,000 orders. Literally the date that we launched, it almost shut everything down completely because I never started an apparel company before. Like, and I feel like I can be honest enough with you guys about that, that it was such a positive shock, but still a shock in and of itself that how do you prepare for year one, 187,000 orders? Like we went through so many production and fulfillment centers and then There was the supply crisis that happened in the middle of all that. You guys remember off of California and everything with all the boats that had all the things. We couldn't get any shirts. And so people couldn't get orders and things. And it was a work in progress, but then the run for Congress happened. And when I ran for Congress, it was made very clear that I had to hand over 912 United for other people to run and handle it. And when that happened, things just didn't go well, right? They just didn't go well. There's no point in any fingers. At the end of the day, I own the company. So even though I wasn't there, it's still on me. It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. The blame, the buck stops here. I'm the owner of it. It's on me. So, you know, once the congressional thing happened, it took a little while for me to figure out and decide what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. And so, after much thought and much prayer and looking at what worked and what didn't work and where things went wrong. And now knowing everything we know about production and fulfillment and backlogs and supply chain issues and all this other kind of stuff, we are preparing right now, 3 months out, we are preparing for a grand relaunch of 912 United. And when I say grand relaunch, this thing is going to be gigantic. And so I ask every single one of you that ever purchased anything from 912 in the first place. And let me know, let me look at the chat here. No worries. You got it figured out. It takes time to get the kinks out. I have some, I love your shirts. Thank you. I think I had one of every shirt before you redid the site. Yep. I bought the Will Not Comply shirt. I have people tell me they like it every time. Thank you so much. I got the shirts. I have the Live Like It's 912 sticker across the back of my Jeep. That's awesome. Somebody said you get a little overwhelmed. It happens. So was that the announcement to come in the coming weeks? A comeback September 12th, or is it your rants? God bless you from Greenville, South Carolina, right up the road. That is a Rumble exclusive, letting you guys know that here very soon there will be official announcements. If you go to the 912 United Instagram page, you will see that there's only 6 posts still on there. The site is currently in the process of being reverted back to what it was when I was in charge. And we are going to go back to, I am the CEO. The majority of the things on 912 were clothing and hats that I would wear. It was me, and it was an expression of what I think, and a lot of you associated with that. And I think that's why it worked so well. So what I'm telling you is, 912 United is coming back September 12th of 2023. This is a Rumble exclusive announcement. And it's coming back bigger and better than ever before. And we are going to have, some initial giveaways that are going to blow your mind. We were always generous. We always wanted to do like the, you know, you pay your rent that month and thing and give money back and stuff. And we donated, tens of thousands of dollars to struggling businesses while we were blessed enough to keep flourishing. But yes, that's me telling you that 912 United is coming back. There were a lot of mistakes made. Again, you know, I could say, how do you prepare for such an explosion? 187,000 orders in the first year. And we were hoping for 36,000. And so, I feel like so much of that first year and a half was just trying to deal with, infrastructure issues and supply chain issues and things that it just, and then when the campaign happened and I had to hand it over, it just didn't go the way I wanted it to. So I shut the whole thing down. I shut the whole thing down until I could get to a point where I could take control of it again. And this is me telling you that we are actively working that behind the scenes. Very soon there will be official announcements. And those of you who are previous 912 customers, you will get special access and you will get special permissions for entrance back into the site and everything before everybody else does. And we're going to bless you and incentivize you for sticking around with us. So got off really on a tangent there. Wasn't planning on talking about 912 United, but somebody asked and I said that I would answer questions. So there you go. So there's a big insider thing for you guys. 912 United is coming back. So September 12th, 2023, official announcement is to come soon. Let's see here. It said, good. Looks like half my paychecks will go back to your line. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Let's see here. All right. Well, we got to finish up. So Riley Gaines went to the Senate Judiciary Committee and was fighting the good fight today, or yesterday, excuse me, for women's rights everywhere. We actually got to film an episode with Riley Gaines the day before she went to the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's a very powerful interview. And so a lot of the things that she said yesterday in the hearing were things that we talked about before she actually went. And so I'm excited for you to hear our in-depth interview. I want to say that that will come out Friday. This will come out today on audio. And then the only way that you're going to hear that interview, that is an audio exclusive interview. So you got to make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts if you want to hear that. But we have an exclusive in-depth interview with Riley Gaines. But let's get into what she actually did on the Senate floor. So I actually asked her, oh no, this is the absolute scorched earth video. Okay. You guys are welcome for this. Okay. This is Riley Gaines. So this lunatic right here, I don't really know who this person is, nor do I care. This is a Miss Kelly Robinson. Sorry. I've got my little, you know how some people here, I got to show you guys this. You know how some people have a stress ball, like a little tennis ball or something. Well, a lot of people tell me that I'm very stressed out all the time. So this is my stress ball. It's gigantic. This is my stress ball. And it takes up a lot of room on the studio desk here. So you think you have a stress ball? I'll raise you one. All right. Back to things that actually matter. Those of you listening on audio, I just dropped it. Those of you listening on audio are like, what in the world is he talking about? Okay. This woman getting interviewed here, and she says that she read an article that says that men believe that they can beat women, and Serena and Venus Williams are stronger than any man, and they can beat any man in the world. And listen to what Riley Gaines has to say on this.
Women,
you don't
some that believe are
that a biological male has a physical advantage in sports over a biological female?
Not as a definitive statement.
Give me an example. Well,
here comes the article.
How many female members of the NBA do you see?
Well, I can say that, you know, there's been this news article about men that think that they could beat Serena Williams in tennis, right? That they think that they could actually score a point on her. And it's just not the case. She is stronger than that.
What's your experience been? Male, female.
Both Serena and Venus lost to the 203rd ranked male tennis player, which they're phenoms for women. My experience, my husband, he swam at University of Kentucky as well. In terms of accolades and in terms of national ranking, I was a much better swimmer than him. He could kick my butt any day of the week without trying.
Boom. Absolute own across there. Riley Gaines, and she's not downgrading women when she says that. Hang on, I'm going to get this next clip queued up and ready to go here because I think this is very important to think about. She wasn't downgrading women when she said that. She was, let's pull up the chat while we do this here. She wasn't downgrading women. She was simply stating that the most accomplished, accoladed, woman in any sport, there is a man that would absolutely destroy them. Now, are there men that those women would absolutely destroy? Absolutely. But Riley Gaines, to her point, And please let me know what you think as you continue to share this. I ask you guys to please share this video on every social media platform that you have, because the more you share, the more people hear it, et cetera. She was simply saying that even with her husband was a D1 swimmer at Kentucky as well. And even though she had more trophies, more accolades, more accomplishments, and on paper was a more accomplished athlete, he could destroy her at any point in time. And to her point with Venus and Serena Williams, they actually lost to the 203rd ranked male tennis player. So it is simply a matter of, we separate women's sports from men's sports for a reason, because no matter, you will always be able to find a guy who's not as good as the top female person. But we're talking about averages and we're talking about realities here. We're talking about the realities of guys that are actually really good against girls that might even be the best. They're going to lose to the guy. Whether that be in weightlifting, whether that be in tennis or swimming or basketball or whatever. Dave Chappelle has that really famous clip where he said, let's say LeBron James wants to become transgender and he goes to the WNBA, in which he would score 870 points a game by himself, and every woman on the other team would have to be taken to the emergency room. And I'm not even a LeBron James fan, but this is absolute reality and truth. So this next clip I want to play you, though, let's see. Somebody said, did you see the Democrat donor was arrested for... No, I didn't see that. That's not what we're talking about. Ashley Baker said, follow the science, except when it comes to transgender. Absolutely, that is true. Now, this next part, ladies, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This next part is hard to listen to. And it's actually something that I brought up in our interview because I just got to thinking about it. Riley's experience with William Thomas, I refuse to call him Leah Thomas. He is a he, and his name is William Thomas, all right? He was 403rd on the male team in Pennsylvania, and then when he raced Riley. So think about this. Before I play this extremely disturbing clip, think about this. Riley tied this dude. They were an exact tie. But then they gave the trophy to him because they needed to be, you know, more woke than everybody else. Okay, here we go. This is about the encounters inside of the locker room. Okay, because it occurred to me in our interview, and you'll hear that in depth audio only on Friday. It occurred to me in our interview that, okay, well, if he's allowed to be, you know, on the female swim team, then he's probably allowed to be in the female locker room. And she said, yes. And this was the experience here.
You were talking about just the incredible surprise, shall I say, to put it gently, of finding a biological man, a 6'4" biological man in your locker room and having to accept that without being asked about it, without being told about it even. What was that like for you? Tell us about that.
Again, we only became aware we would be undressing next to a man was when we had to see a man undressing while we were simultaneously undressing. And so I immediately left the locker room and I went up to one of the officials on the pool deck and I said, what are the guidelines to allow a man into our locker room? I know the guidelines for the competition, but what are the guidelines for the locker room? And he so nonchalantly said back, oh, we actually got around this by making locker rooms unisex. And so I'm thinking to myself in these brief moments, first and foremost, you just admitted this is a male. By acknowledging how you had to change your rules to make the locker rooms unisex. You acknowledge that we do not share the same sex, first and foremost. Secondly, unisex. Any man could have walked into our locker room, any coach, any official, any man who wanted to would have had full reins to, and bare minimum, we weren't forewarned about it. And that's the traumatizing part. Of course, the experience in and of the locker room itself is traumatizing, but I think for me, it was so easy for them to dismiss our rights to privacy. Senator Durbin, in your opening statement, you had mentioned this rhetoric. You had mentioned that, what message does it send to trans individuals? And my combat to that is, what message does this send to women, to young girls who are denied of these opportunities? So easily their rights to privacy and safety thrown out of the window to protect a small population, protect one group as long as they're happy. What about us? That is the overall general consensus of how we all felt in that locker room.
Powerful, powerful statement. Go back into the chat here and see what you guys have to say about it. Let's see. Somebody said, Graham, just give them what they want. Give them a tranny league. I think I don't disagree with that. Transgender league. Let them all fight it out. Let's see. Somebody said that this is absolutely disgusting. I'd be ticked off if that happened to my daughter. Any male that becomes a female just to get some kind of advantage and win a trophy is a disgrace. I absolutely agree. Amen, Riley. Let me look up something really quick while we do this. I want to see Riley Games. Yeah. I want to pull up a photo of them while we talk really quick. So there is supposedly an iconic image here of... Yeah, here we go. All right. So this is the iconic image that Riley was talking about, where you've got William Thomas right here and Riley almost with this scowl, right? Okay. Again, here's the difference. Real girl, man. Girl, man. All right. Again, look at this. Look at this. Again, girl, dude, girl, dude. It's not hard to distinguish here. And then look at the difference here. Look at the height difference. Okay. Again, girl, dude, go back to the thing here of the infamous scowl that Riley even talks about in our interview, because look at this. This is a face of a dude who knows what he's done. Look at his face. Look at his face. Look at this smug little, don't look anybody directly in the eye. You know exactly what you did. And this is a face of a woman who worked her butt off to become number one in the world and had it stolen from her. So I also wanted to talk about this. Again, if I can give Riley credit for a moment, look at the height difference. Look at the leg difference. I mean, literally, look at the length of his legs as opposed to her. You can literally see, I mean, her shoulders are at his elbows. I mean, this dude, look at the arm length compared to her arm length. This dude has got probably a 3-foot advantage on her in the first place, on top of the fact that he is a dude. And Riley is so good. She's so good that she managed to tie this dude. All right. Tie this guy. Let me put it back in the chat here. Somebody said that's huge. Yeah, no kidding. That guy's huge. Riley was able to tie this guy. And here's what I want to say to women. What Riley went through in that horrific description, and on our episode, she gets even more, not graphic, but even more in depth on what it was like. And all of the above. Thank God for people like Riley Gaines that are standing up and fighting for women's rights, that are standing up and fighting for your daughter's rights 5-10 years down the line. I have 2 daughters. I have a 9, soon to be 10-year-old, and I have a 2-month-old at the house, Anna Grace and Asher Marie. And I can't imagine finding out on the phone. My oldest daughter doesn't swim. She dances, ballet. I could not imagine getting a phone call, having to hear that Anna Grace, had to strip down naked in a locker room and shove herself into their skin tight outfits in front of a man. I was in the army. All right. I was in the army. I had to shower in front of and with more dudes than I care to talk about. Anybody that's played organized sports, anybody that's been in the military, anybody knows, hey man, the locker room is not a, what's the word? It's not a modest place. People just walk around, do whatever they're going to do in a locker room. dudes are walking around in their locker room doing whatever they're going to do. Girls are walking around. I've never been in there, but you know, you can listen to the interview with Riley on Friday. Girls are going to walk around and do whatever they're going to do in the female locker room. It's a place of not very much modesty. It's an uncomfortable situation, but you're around people that are in the same situation as you. And you know, a lot of times it leads to a lot of talk and a lot of discussion. And to think about our girls being in that situation, to think about that is absolutely horrifying to me. And we need women to stand up right now and fight for your rights, ladies. Your rights are being taken away from you. Your freedoms are being taken away from you. Your ability of achievement is being taken away from you by perverted, sick men that think that they're women. And honestly, are probably pedophile perverts if we're just being honest here. It's being stolen from you. And it can't just be people like me and just people like Riley. It has to be all of you together, coming together and fighting for your rights. Because that's the only way that this ends. That's the only way that this becomes something that can actually lead to real change. So God bless Riley Gaines. God bless Ana Paulina Luna. Zuckerberg Musk fight. It's all insane things that are going on in the world. But thank you guys so much for watching our second live stream. Still got a couple kinks to work out, but it's okay. We're going to get it worked out. It's only live stream number 2. Make sure to share this video on every social media platform that you have. Help us get to 100,000 Rumble subscriptions. If you're listening on audio, go subscribe on Rumble. If you're listening on Rumble, share this on social media with your friends and also go subscribe on the audio side too, because we do have some audio things that only audio listeners get. And then obviously we have the video portion that only video watchers get. So let's get this thing. My goal is in a year, we will have 1 million followers on Rumble, and this morning show will become the new thing that everybody comes to love and enjoy. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of the Dear America Show. It's not really just a podcast anymore. This is the Dear America Show. God bless you guys. Share this. Shout out to our sponsors at Public Square. Go to publicsquare.com right now and download that. Go to blackriflecoffee.com. Check them out. And then make sure to protect your money in this economy with Joe Biden. Text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 right now. Go check it out. That's all we got for this episode. And we'll see you all again next time.